Serving Earth, presented by Science at NASA. 1,000 years ago, Mayan civilization collapsed. Today, a space-age situation room in Panama is helping modern Central Americans avoid the same mistakes. September 29, 2005. Central America, that narrow land bridge between North and South America, represents less than 0.5% of Earth's land mass, but it is home to 7 or 8% of the world's species of plants and animals. That rainforest home, however, is assaulted by both nature and man. Earthquakes, hurricanes, illegal logging and ranching, and deforestation from slash-and-burn agriculture. Now, NASA scientists are helping Central America keep watch on its biological treasures and stop environmental depredations through SERVIR, an acronym standing for the Spanish words meaning Mesoamerican Regional Visualization and Monitoring System. SERVIR is not a satellite. Instead, it's a situation room, or a nerve center, which opened in Panama in February 2005. There, scientists use a whole constellation of existing NASA, NOAA, commercial, and international satellites observing Earth at visible, infrared, and radar wavelengths. They combine satellite data with ground observations, then speed the results to national leaders, who can make informed political decisions about environmental management or how to respond to disasters. For example, every year there are terrible fires across Central America because of slash-and-burn agriculture, says Dan Irwin, SERVIR project manager at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. Such fires used to rage out of control, until about 2 years ago when Irwin and other SERVIR partners invented a system for identifying fire hotspot pixels on satellite images. Today, SERVIR's fully automated fire detection system notifies field teams and rapidly guides them to the site using GPS. Firefighters can reach a fire, often in a remote area, and fight it while it is still containable. This kind of environmental monitoring is important to a region that has seen the collapse of at least one grand civilization, that of the Maya. There's mounting archaeological evidence that the once proud Mayan civilization, with 10 million citizens throughout Mesoamerica 1,000 years ago, may have been due to colossal environmental foolishness. The Maya had totally destroyed their forests, Irwin explains. That deforestation, plus local climatic conditions, we believe, led to such a severe drought that the entire Maya culture disappeared in just a few years. If only the Maya had had SERVIR. The system is able to monitor deforestation, drought, and much, much more. Recently, SERVIR revealed its power to pinpoint red tides, harmful blooms of red algae that periodically overspread parts of the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on either side of Central America, poisoning fish. Historically, red tides have cost local fishermen millions of dollars a year because customers become scared to eat any ocean fish at all. But using data from the Aqua satellite, a team from SERVIR figured out how to identify the exact locations of a bloom. When a red tide struck off the coast of El Salvador in June 2004, an environmental official was shown eating fish on TV to demonstrate that fish caught outside a red tide was still safe, and that SERVIR showed where it was still safe to fish, Irwin says. We were thrilled. SERVIR also does weather. Central American nations often cannot afford the weather radar systems common in the United States, says Irwin. So, SERVIR has joined forces with the NASA Short-Term Prediction Research and Transition Center to forecast weather 24 hours in advance using a computer model that takes into account precipitation, wind speed, temperature, and dew point. The SERVIR forecasts are so popular they're even being used for weather predictions on Central American TV news. The origins of SERVIR can be traced back as far as 1986, when Irwin's colleague Tom Seaver, NASA's only archaeologist, acquired a satellite image of northern Guatemala to examine it for archaeological sites. As soon as he glanced at the image, Seaver was stunned that he could see the political border between Guatemala and Mexico because of the deforestation in Mexico, Irwin recalls. The image was so powerful it was published in National Geographic magazine and became a catalyst for the President and Congress of Guatemala to set up what they call the Mayan Biosphere Reserve, Guatemala's largest protected area. The Mayan Biosphere Reserve led in turn to the creation of something even bigger, the Mesoamerican Biological Corridor, an environmental greenway the length of Central America connecting parks and preserves among all Central American nations. NASA has helped monitor this so-called biocorridor from space, primarily from 1999 until 2002. I came to NASA to work with Seaver on that project, Irwin recalls. 2002 was a key year in the development of SURVIVOR. That was when Irwin attended a meeting with the environment ministers of all countries who said they wanted an integrated system to produce information not only on forests, but also on oceans. I envisioned a dashboard of environmental monitoring capabilities, recalls Irwin. Just as the dashboard of a car brings together information from all over the vehicle, so would SURVIVOR gather information from many satellites and sensors. The U.S. Agency for International Development and the World Bank offered funding, and we've teamed with those groups to make SURVIVOR a reality, says Irwin. SURVIVOR's approach could take over the world. Its operations are serving as a model for NOAA's Global Earth Observation System of Systems, or GEOS for short. GEOS is seeking to be for the entire world what SURVIVOR is for Central America, a clearinghouse for combining data from the myriad of Earth observation satellites in the sky, as well as ground-based and other data, to provide useful, customized information, fast, to decision-makers worldwide. The dramatic lesson of the Maya is clear for Irwin. The idea behind SURVIVOR and GEOS, he says, is not to repeat the mistakes of the past. This story was written by Trudy Bell and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, visit science.nasa.gov.